Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg, somebody I consider a friend in the game, a young lady who is amazing, Tierra Whack.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Too.
Yes, all
Big
day,
Philly.
Every day, every day.
Now, first things first, new album, Worldwide Whack.
Yes.
This is your second official project, correct?
Yes, it is.
That's what we're going with?
Yeah. Whack World, the first project, was like an appetizer.
Yeah.
And Worldwide Whack is the entree.
It's the real.
Yeah, it's time to eat.
It's time to eat right now.
Yeah,
you dropped other songs over the years, but this is on Wikipedia and like Spotify and Apple Music. It's two albums.
Nah.
That's what it says, no?
This is the album.
You don't even consider the first one an album.
It's not considered an album because I chose to do short length songs.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I loved the
shortness of the songs.
Yeah, I just had so much to offer, but we had to package it right, you know, coming out. That was my first thing that people were going to hear from me, and it's so many different styles. And I'm still the same, but for it to be my introduction, I had to give them, like, little bite-sized pieces.
Was it that you didn't feel like people would be able to digest everything that you are? Because you are very visual. You're very lyrical.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. Like, people, you got to... Literally, when you go to a restaurant, they give you an appetizer just to warm you up, you know? And you take it like, all right. If you're confident in the appetizers, you're excited for the entree. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Do you, so now on this project, I mean, we play Shower Song. You know, I felt like it was great motivation for kids to wash their ass in the morning. You know what
yes.
I'm saying? Even adults.
Not just kids, though.
Everybody
yeah,
needs to
too,
do
right.
it.
Adults,
you
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Songs like that and the visuals and even, like, everything you do is very driven by art. Right, like, and can you talk to us about? We'll get to the music, but let's just talk about how committed you are to the visual representation of what you do.
I like cool things. I just things that excite me. I wanna be the one who, you know, just goes against the norm always. So if you're afraid to wear a pink dress, I'm gonna wear, but it's, you know, just whatever.
Like, right, right.
I'm just always, I want to be the one to just do it.
Push
just
that
to, yeah, just to push that boundary.
But you do it in a way, like, there are a lot of people who try to boundary push and it's forced.
People give me a lot of credit and I'm just like.
But it's because you're good at it. Like, everything's good.
Thank you.
I think that's
thank
ultimately
you.
What it is.
Yeah.
Because when people try to boundary push
mm-hmm.
and it just seems like you're doing it for the sake of doing it.
Right.
Without the art around it.
Yeah.
It ends up coming off whack. You're when you say that you're, is it fair for someone who's, sorry,
mm-hmm.
No pun intended.
No.
So would you say that if someone's watching this interview and they're not familiar with Tierra Whack yet,
mm-hmm.
would it be safe to say that, like, in a weird way, you're like a child, grandchild of an Andre 3000, that sort of spirit energy?
Why are you making my dad so old? That's my dad. He's not a granddad. He's a dad. Yeah.
But
definitely,
is that fair?
That's who I studied. Yes. Him, Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu. Just those
Missy?
Are the yeah, Missy, Busta, Ludacris, Eminem.
The Khalees. Wonderful weirdos of our culture
yeah,
is what you're saying.
Literally. Right, that's who I connected with on the screen. When I was a kid and I was watching, I'm like, yo, these are the people that I want to be like.
But outside the musicians, like, where did your art inspiration come from?
I think it just happened naturally. I always had an eye. It's like a gift. Like I don't overthink anything, you know, as far as like when I get dressed, like I forgot what store I was in, but I found this fabric and I was like, I want a shirt. out of this. And then my friend did it. And then I was like, I want some jeans connected to the bottom of the jeans. And then she did that for me too. I see things. And I also, this is why I don't like interviews too, because I don't like explaining myself, because I think people think it's like a deeper meaning. And it's like, yo, I just rolled out of bed. Yeah, it's like, yo, it's not that deep. Like,
having fun and it feels good.
Yeah, like, and people will be like, they'll say, yo, like, what made you do this? And, or like, and it's like, I just thought, or like, I don't like describing like my outfits. Like, somebody's like, what are you wearing? Oh, no, let me say this. Okay, so we were just running around in Paris Fashion Week, right? And I had to find my own outfit. I thought I was getting styled every show, because it's my first time. I was like, okay, they're going to give me clothes. But that didn't happen with every brand. So I was running around Paris, and I was looking for an outfit. And I went to like a cool kind of store. I don't want to give it up, because then everybody's going to be dressing like me. And I don't want that. And my friend, she walks around, and she's like, I don't see anything. Like, she got in before me, and she's like, I just don't see anything. I don't think you're going to find anything. And then I picked up this dress, and she gave me the weirdest look. Like, what the hell is she going to do with that? But I was so confident, I didn't care. Like, I just picked it up, and I was, when we rang it up, and then I went to the hotel, and I had other pieces, and I put it together. When I came outside, they were like, whoa. It's just, sometimes I can't put it into words, but I just do what feels right to me. I have to have like a feeling or some type of like tingling sensation, you know? Right, like, right. I don't know, I'm gonna figure it out.
You went deeper on this Worldwide Whack 2, which is out right now, just dropped today.
Yes.
So everybody can go get it. But you went deeper on the record 27 Club.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. I know it's just tough.
It was just so funny. He's like, let's get into it.
Did you hear the voice change? Yes. He hit you with the yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, I had to set it up. Yeah. I had to get to it. Because I want to get it. Unfortunately, it's so heavy, I don't want to end on
it. Right, so and that's what everybody's been ending on. It's been
right. So I'm trying to get it, but it's important.
It is.
It's important. Mm-hmm. And for you, mm-hmm. who people see as you were just articulating, playful and colorful and all this,
mm-hmm.
it's a very real song about suicide, right? And it feels like it's written in first person.
It is. But I created this character. Worldwide Whack is a character that represents the face that the performer must wear, being alone in a crowd but still showing up for millions. It also represents just the struggle of life, like the cool ability of just being able to observe life, to reflect, but then still find a way through. Mm. So, like, every day is a battle. Every day. And we all suffer from life.
It's real. Life is life.
Life be lifing, right? We always say that, right? And it's just about putting one foot in front of the other and figuring it out as you go, you know? But giving yourself grace and others. That's the key.
When you wrote this song and when you were decided to give it to us, right?
Yes.
And put it on the album.
Mm-hmm.
Did you arrive at that understanding for yourself? Did it take you some lifing to get to that understanding?
Yes. Yeah, I felt so misunderstood for so long, and I started to feel like just kind of, just like no one could truly hear me or see me. I felt like a dowel almost, you know, like just like people are like, all right, you got to go here, you got to do this. And it used to just be all fun, you know. I just wake up and I choose to wear what I want to wear and do what I want to do, and that's it. But now it's like, oh no, you got to do this and you got to explain why you did this, and it just feels like everybody's just taken from me, and I have nothing left by the end of the day. I'm learning the business. That's all it is. It was something new and it was scary, and you know, when I saw Busta Rhymes on the TV, I didn't know that he had to do all this stuff too.
Got it.
And I want to be like,
no, don't feel like
that.
Yeah,
people hate doing radio.
But no, that is a thing for people for sure.
It's a lot. Like being grown with questions and multiple people talking to you and all that.
Right. And then it's like, because I always want to make everything, you know, feel personal and everything, but I'm going to do like probably 4 more of these interviews. And it's different people, but I want to get the same point across, but saying it in different ways, it's a lot. And naturally, I'm just not like, I do my thing. Like, I started writing because I felt like I couldn't articulate myself. But if, like, say I'm feeling away, or say you like did something wrong to me, like you made me feel away, and I might not talk to you for a few days, but I'll send you a song, and then that's the song, like, to explain how I felt.
Gotcha.
So I'm just not that good I don't feel confident in articulating myself.
When did it start when did your life slash career change from I'm doing it, this is fun, I make music, to now it's a business thing and it's a real thing and there are people who are invested in it? Like, when was the...
My hugest blessing, Whack World. Yeah.
So right when that came out?
Yes. Oof, my phone was ringing and I didn't want to talk. I didn't, because like, I mean, you... I spent so much time, had so many ups and downs, and I'm so proud of this work and this piece. But it's like, I didn't realize, and I just had it, I had some interviews yesterday, and I, like, in the middle of the interview, we were talking and it got really dark, and I was like, wow, I'm digging these old thoughts like back up. And I, like, I feel good still, but it was just like, I didn't know how much I was going to have to like keep talking about it. And I feel like truly healed. Like every day I'm you know, I'm waking up and I want to be here. But it, I just, I'm like, oh, it's triggering.
You named the song 27 Club.
Yes.
We're going to play it.
Yes.
I have heard though, like there's, you know, rappers and artists that we've lost, and there was something about being turned 27. Like that was a thing. And so I never, as being 27, I don't remember feeling like I wanted to not be here any longer.
Yeah.
Right? I don't remember feeling that.
Yeah.
I do remember feeling like, oh, shit. Shit is real.
It's real, right?
I'm not a kid.
Yeah.
Like, this ain't for play.
Right.
And, you know, is that some of also what's in there, where it goes from being, like, fun and I'm flowing?
Yeah, yeah. And so everything's so serious. I never... So all of my friends in school, they I can't wait to be 18. I can't wait to be 21. I never wanted to grow up. Mm. Yeah, like, I didn't want to get... It took me so long. My mom's right there. It took me so long to get my license. It took me so long. Like, I just didn't want to grow up because I was afraid to, like, really, like, be an adult and take on the full responsibility of just being an adult, you know, adulthood. I just wanted to stay in the hood. I didn't want to go to adulthood. that was a cheesy joke, but yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it definitely stems from just real life becoming too hard, and just it just feels like it's unbearable. I also wanted to say that once I knew that I wanted to really pursue music and be an artist, I like did my research on all the greats. So I remember watching the Jimi Hendrix documentary, Amy Winehouse, Kurt Cobain, the list goes on. And just, I was just trying to figure out like a pattern, like why, you know, it was like they're all 27. And it always just stuck with me in the back of my mind. And then so as I'm going and I'm coming up in my career, and I look up and I'm 27 years old and I'm like, I'm ready to go. Like, I think I see what they were feeling, you know? Fame, just always having cameras on you. People, like, everything you do, you can't make any mistakes. Like, bro, I'm still human at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you reluctant, like you said, you were reluctant to get your license, reluctant to take next steps, which I totally identify with. Are you reluctant about taking even another step career-wise? Because, like, since I first heard you 6 years ago, you sound like someone who's going to be giving a Grammy speech one day and who's going to be
that's
doing
crazy.
This one
My
day.
My mom told me that last night.
No, you are that artist.
I was crying. Like, I was crying so bad yesterday, I almost tapped out.
Why?
Being real with y'all, because it just became too much. And, everybody was just... I thought I was doing good, and then someone told me that I'd missed a few things, and it just hurt. Cause I'm passionate. I'm so like,
perfectionist.
Yeah, like, you know. So I was like, damn, like I just can't seem to hit it.
So the expectations freak you out a bit, like the idea.
Yeah. Because this is all still new. Like you said, I don't do a lot of interviews. But I want to do it. And the Philly in me, the rough, tough, like it's like, yo, I can't be scared of nothing, you know. But then it's like at the end of the day, I'm like, no, I'm scared as hell. Like, but I have courage.
Do you feed off the fact that your fans appreciate your honesty and love you for the way that you are because they see themselves in you?
They do. Like, last night, we had a listening party. It was crazy. They said it was like 2,000 RSVPs, but it only fit 300 people. And I just made sure I stayed, and I took a picture with every single fan, like every single fan. And they were just – I talk to them any kind of way. They know I'm crazy. Like, and that's what I love. But it still is like, you know, like – it's still like I can't make any mistakes. As much as I show how imperfect I am, like it's like I just
what is it feel. You think you fear? What is like the mistake that you fear being like, what would happen?
Just judgment. Like, and then like the industry is fake, man. People are fake. They smile in your face when everything's going good. And like if this album flops, like nobody's gonna wanna talk to me anymore.
Yeah.
Nah, shit.
I don't think so.
Do you mean flops or isn't good?
No, it's good.
No, 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 but I'm saying.
But see that right there?
That's
see
it.
See that right there?
It's
that's
good,
it.
Though.
No,
yeah,
no, but
yeah.
That's the piece.
People are still going to talk.
We spend so much time thinking worried about
what everybody
trying
else thinks.
To be in McDonald's and be so. We serve 55, you know, the chart. Fuck all that, man.
Yeah,
that's not the shit that made
really
hip hop dope.
No, no, definitely. Definitely. I already kind of made up my mind that, like, I'm okay with, like, just like. I still can, like, walk outside and I talk. You know, I see people, whatever, that I know. People know me. That's cool.
You got
cool,
song with Beyonce, bro.
Yeah, but I still,
like
I live
fire,
a regular
like,
life.
No, a legit fire record off the Lion King joint with Beyonce, bro. Like, what
Thank
are
you.
We talking about?
Yeah, how much do you have to do before you feel
you
like
you text with Andre 3000 on the reg. Hov is your boy. Nobody wants to see you when it comes to the bars. Like, why are we even?
Yeah. But I think it's a good thing that I'm humble. I like to stay humble.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
No, I'm fine with humble. I just don't want you to...
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's really
yeah,
all
like,
it is.
Yeah, like, because flop, because you used the word flop.
Yeah.
If this album doesn't sell the way your team and label hope
my
it does...
My numbers aren't crazy, and I'm fine with it.
That's
but
what I'm
I have my people, and I embrace my people.
So you can't flop.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what,
yeah,
and
yeah.
the music's good. You can't
yeah.
really flop.
Right, right.
So, on the bars, let's get
y'all
to
like
the
my
bars.
Parents. Like, it's like aunts, uncles, like, I love this. This is good.
So let's get to the bars.
Yeah.
The raps.
Yes.
Let's do it. That's your original kind of love in this.
Yes.
The raps.
Yes.
And what was it like for you to talk about the early raps, like high school cyphers?
Okay,
Philly.
Okay.
You know, because Philly, being a Philly MC,
yeah, it's
comes
serious.
With some shit.
It's serious, yeah. I mean, starting off, I always say I started with poetry. Like, I was just writing, just rhyming words, writing, saying the craziest, coolest things I thought was so cool, like just talking about the craziest stuff. And then eventually somebody told me, they're like, yo, you got to put these poems on beats. And I was like, all right. And then once I did it, I was like, oh, I'm a rapper now. Like, this is a real thing.
That sounded so then, Philly. I'm a rapper now.
I'm a rapper now. Like, that's crazy. And then I got introduced to I remember holding the CD, Miss Education of Lauryn Hill. And I was like, oh, she sings and raps. That's crazy. So I'm like, I gotta follow this formula. I want to be just like her. And then shortly after, you know, Outkast and everybody else, whatever. But I knew in Philly, like, I had to become the best rapper. I had to be better than the guys. So I studied Eminem, Top, Hov, Andre, and then, like, I was listening to a bunch of Beanie Siegel, like, crazy. I had to have the bars. I had to have the energy, the clever lines, punchlines, all of it.
Were you stepping out and doing this?
Yes. So I was at school. I started at school, and like every day, my friends would make like, "Yo, you got to come to school like the next morning with a new rap." Mm. So I would finish schoolwork. I was finish homework at school,
right.
And then go home and then write raps. Yeah, so that I can memorize them by the morning. Every day I had a new rap, and I still talk to most of them till this day. And they say it's just crazy how, like, since we were like 14, like I'm 28, they're like, yo, you stuck with it. Like, I didn't go out and party. I didn't care about anything else but just writing. Like, I wanted to be the best rapper. And then just this one day, got out of school. I went home. I was so tired that day. I don't know what happened. I can't remember, but I was so tired. And I flopped on the bed, threw my book bag down. My mom was like, Tierra. And I was like, what? She's like, Tierra. And I was like, what? She's like, let's go see grandma. And my grandma lives in the middle of North Philly, like the hood. So I'm like, it was nothing personal, but I had a long day at school. She's like, no, get up. You know that tone in your mom's voice. Yeah. You got to get up. So we get up, we go, we get in the car, we make our way to my grandma's house. A few blocks away, before we get to my grandma's house, we see a group of guys. And she's like, oh, what's going on? So I kind of look up, and I'm still trying to stay in my little madness or whatever. Like, I don't care about nothing. And yeah. So I lean back, and she's like, oh, wait, they're rapping. And then I look up, and I see, like, this huge camera. It was, like, a big camera. Yeah. To be in the middle of the hood was crazy. Like, what's all cameras? That money?
Yeah, like, it was like TV was out
It was TV. It was, like, big time. So she's like, yo, you should get out and rap. And I was like, what? I only rap to my friends. What are you talking about? And she's like, no, you're going to get out and rap. Like, my mom is, she's so hardcore. Like, she's my favorite person. Like, she's crazy.
Wow.
But I knew, I was like, all right, then I got to do it then. So she circles the block. She's like, yo, get your hottest rap. So I get out, and I'm like, they all looking like, you know, it's hood. It's the hood. So they like, what's up? So I was like, oh, can I rap for y'all? And they like, what's your name? My friends call me T-Dizzle. So I didn't really have, like, a real cool name. Like,
T-Dizzle's the name.
Yeah,
T-Dizzle.
Yeah. So they're like, all right, go ahead. So I started rapping, and I'm a little shaky. I was like, nah, you got to keep that confidence. Because I was watching, like, battle rap. Like, I knew what I had to do. So I had to, like, I was talking myself through it the whole time. And then I started moving my hands and stuff and getting all, making, you know, I was animated. Busta. And they were like, it was this one, like, they were looking a little like they weren't sure. And then this one guy, FM, like, he's like, no, I'm rocking with her. And he gave everybody the okay. And I was like, yes, thank God. Somebody likes me. I'm such a nerd. But, yeah, so that night, the guy who was holding the cameras, and we run the streets. It's a big, big brand in Philly. Like, street rap, like, just... if you're like going up, you need to be on We Run the Streets. So he's like, yeah, I'm gonna put this up tonight and see how it does on YouTube. I was like, all right, cool. We exchanged numbers that night. I'm like waiting up. It's like maybe like 9 o'clock, and he sends me the link. So then like an hour later, it's like 6,000 views. Then it's 10,000. It's 20,000. This is viral.
Right.
So he's like, yo, what we doing? And I was like, I don't know. He's like, yo, give me. You got another rap? Like, we got to keep this going. And I was panicking. I ran and told my mom. And then he was sending me tweets on Twitter. This was like Twitter was kind of like new. And people were like, yo, who's this girl? T-Dizzle, who is this? And then it was Meek, one of the main people that was like, and I was like, he's not talking about me. And then like 5 minutes later, he posted the link and it was me. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. Like, I couldn't believe it. I was in disbelief. And then from that day on, I just was like, all right, I'm a rapper. So they got me doing ciphers. They got me at radio stations just rapping until I can't rap no more. And I got tired of that.
Just running around with other rappers rapping?
Yeah, and I was with, yo, I know so many thugs. Oh, my God. Like, I was with the streets. Like, I was in the streets. Like, it's called We Were in the Streets. So, like, the hottest rappers, like, in the city. I met Beans. I'm all the greatest MCs from the city. I met them when I was like 14, 15 years old. So Beans had this great analogy for me. Some company asked him just to describe me. And he was like, if I had to describe Tierra Whack with the hand, he's like, she's the thumb for the industry. We can't do anything without the thumb. We need the thumb. Like, he's like, she just brings something different. And I was like, I don't know why. I don't know. It just hit me. I was like, yeah, the thumb. Like, we need the thumb. No, what would you do without your thumb?
You'd be an animal. You'd be lost out here.
Yeah.
It literally separates us from the rest of the animals.
I think he said something like that, too. Yeah. It's like, that's crazy. And I just was like, I love this guy so much.
Do you realize how crazy it is, by the way, that in this story that you just expressed to us that, like, things scare you about the industry?
Yeah.
What your mom had you do.
Right.
Is so much scarier than anything you will ever do again. No, I swear to God, there's not a thing scary.
Yo, nothing will be scarier than hopping out in North Philly and rapping with dudes you never met before.
On the block? Mom, no, you're crazy.
My parents, but that's home, though. But that's also home.
Mm-hmm. I get it, but it's still, you didn't know those dudes. And they were grown men, and you're 14-year-old.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. But, okay, so that's what I've been doing lately, too. Like, remembering, like, moments. Because I think we go up and then we forget, like, we lose our, you know? So, and that's why I still stay in Philly, too, because I want to keep that grit, that hunger, that grind, that, you know, I have to be able to feel something. So that's what I've been doing lately to, like, remind myself when I'm feeling like I'm kind of, like, losing it or I'm losing my confidence or whatever. I just remember how bad I wanted this and just, you know, the moments, like you said, when my mom told me to get out and I just was like, all right, we got to do it. This is what we got to do, and just owning it. So that's what I've been just trying to find ways to
stay on it. So are you at this point in your journey, currently, not saying you'll stay here.
Right.
But currently are you, and I hear this from a lot of rappers, I don't know if this applies to you, bored with rap? Is rap like just rapping for rap's sake? Yes. Just like not fulfilling.
I'm very bored. Yes.
And is that because of what's going on in the rap world, or what going on with you personally as a creative?
I think it's a a mixture of both, but it's just like nobody's like really like saying anything, or like that in the right way, because it's rappers that are rapping. But it's just not stuff, like, it's not in the way, it's not packaged the way I want it to be packaged. You know?
In a way that inspires you, at least.
And so if there was someone out here doing it in a way that you felt like, oh, no, 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 hold up.
Yeah. Come on, I want parts.
So you, the competitive thing, that's what I was trying to get to.
Like, okay, so it's crazy. Nobody really knows this. Yachty is the only person that's been able to make me rap. Like, like, that's been my friend for a long, long time. We have, like, a few records that, like, he's like, yo, I hate that I want you on my song so bad because you just leave me every time. Like, he's trying his best. But I'm like, bro, since you killed it, now I really got to kill it. Like, you just... So it's, like, competitive and it's fun. Like, we have our own little thing. But besides that, don't... I mean, I don't know. People, they say they want to get on songs and I ask them to send something. They don't... maybe they are scary, bro. I don't know.
It's entirely possible.
Yeah.
So do you remember the rap that you spit?
I just realized in the car the other day, one of my lines in that first video was, and I was T Dizzle. I said, "You whack. Imagine how Tierra feel." That's crazy though. Mm. I was always putting my future self in.
Right.
That's I don't know.
Wait,
just
so
that
how
one
did
line.
You know
so,
that?
Yeah, when did
huh?
you decide?
How
to
did you know that was a thing then?
My real name is Tierra Whack.
Oh, because that is your
my government name. My government
but
name.
What made you want to go that route? Like, this is me. This is the name my mother gave me.
Because I got I was just burnt out by just rapping on other people's beats. I'm like, I want to make my own music. I want to learn how to write a song. I didn't know how to do that back then. I just was, every week they had a beat for me, and I just had to kill it. And it just was like, oh, I'm tired of doing this. Like, I did it for so long, and I just didn't feel like I was really fulfilling my like. What was the word I'm looking for?
Purpose, destiny.
Yeah, purpose. Yeah, like I just felt like it was more. Like I knew the artists that I admired, and I just if I wanted to get to anywhere near where they were, I needed to make a change. So yeah, me and my mom, we moved to Atlanta, and I got my first job at a car wash, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to save up my money to get me a little mic and a laptop, and I'm going to start secretly recording little songs and doing my little thing. And then 2 years passed, and I went back to Philly. I said, I think I'm ready. I think I have something solid to show. And I was looking for this one guy. I remember I had a session with him, and he was like, out of all the sessions I paid for, he was the only engineer that he just cared. Like, I would pay, it was like $60 an hour. I would pay for the hour, and then at the 45-minute mark, they'll be like, all right, it's time to go. Let's wrap this up. You know, like they just rushing me to get through. And now I got anxiety because I'm trying to get the last lines out. But it's like, my hour's almost up. And all I can afford is an hour, you know. But Kenny, he's like, nah, do your thing. Like, I don't care about time. Like, you're in your mode. Like, and I just always remembered that, like, from when I was younger. So when I got back to Philly, I searched and I found him. And thank God he had his own studio. And he's like, yo, you can record here whenever you want. And then I showed him all the weird stuff that I had been recording in Atlanta, and he was like, this is genius. And I was like, really? Because I didn't show anybody else but him. I waited until I got back. And he's like, yeah, do whatever you want to do. He said, well, however you need my help, I got you. And we started recording and recording, and every day we would go in the studio, we would always record something different. It never was like the same genre or like just, and he's like, all right, we got to figure this out. Like he said, it's a problem, but it's a good problem, you know, because it just... So, and he's like, yo, how about we just give them snippets of each thing that we're doing? I said, all right. And then
so do you have longer versions of all those songs?
No.
They don't exist. You just said, let's take the idea.
For a long time, I think I held back so long that when I finally got access to a studio that I was able to go to every day, I was just like, pouring everything that I had held on to for so long. Because all I was doing was freestyles. But so it's like, it's so many things that I wanted to try that it's like, I never got a chance to try. So when I finally got into the studio, it's like, okay, yeah, let me try a little bit of this. Let me try. It's like, once again, I keep using appetizers, but I'm like, let me get a little bit of that. Let me get a little bit of that. Okay, a little bit of that. So my ADD brain, ADHD brain, like it's just, I can't, I had a problem. I couldn't finish anything. I just needed to get a little bit just to prove that I could do a little bit of it. And then it's like, yeah.
It's funny now that the music industry has come to meet you because every song is 2 minutes long. So you really don't have to stick with anything that long anymore.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What was The first song I played by you was Pet Sematary.
Ah.
What was what's the story? What is Pets, is that a real, is that a story from
your
life?
Yeah. Being from Philly, y'all know it's a lot of violence. And I lost a lot of friends just due to, you know, their lifestyles. And yeah, and I had a few friends in mind when I made that song. And it's crazy because I don't like to be sad for too long. So it's like I'm always trying to find like the joy and the pain.
Well, know? Even the tone of that song, though, is not a sad tone.
Yeah, but what I'm talking about is sad.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I always try to find like a balance because that's just who I am naturally. I never want to, like, I'll be crying, screaming, and then I'll go in the mirror and laugh at myself crying. Like, something's wrong. But it's okay.
I don't think something's wrong. You're just vetting through the
emotions. You look dumb. Why are you laughing right now? Like that. I mean, why are you crying right now? It's just, I don't know. I'll be crying so bad and then just be like, yo, this is so dumb. This is so funny. And then get up and wipe my tears away and go do what I got to do.
That actually sounds like a pretty healthy way to deal with things.
You gotta get the emotions out.
Yeah.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey. What's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Do you recall the story on how you ended up on the Gift, the Lion King record? My Power with Beyonce.
Yes.
Moonchild, Celine, and all that.
So yes. I kept hearing rumors. Yo, Beyonce wants you on a song. I was like, whatever. You really gotta like put it in front of me. Like, I need to see Beyonce. I need to hear her on the phone. Like.
Oh, you're not believing it.
Yeah, I'm not believing
it's
it.
It's too crazy.
What? Yeah, like so many random people that don't even look like they know Beyonce are like, hey, Beyonce wants you on a song. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. But it keeps happening. So I'm like, ah, this is kind of creepy. So I think I was nominated for a Grammy. I was going up against Jay-Z and Beyonce, Janelle Monáe, Childish Gambino, and I think it was Joyner Lucas in the category, Best Music Video. And Janelle Monáe had a skating party. So I went to the skating party. And what happened? I'm walking up. I see Hov. This is the first time I see Hov. And we make eye contact and then we walk towards each other. And then we're talking. And I was like, yo, it's an honor to be in the cat. He's like, yo, you belong there and all that. And I was like, damn, I guess I do belong there. And then we hugged and we took a picture. And then shortly after, I get some skates. And I haven't skated in so I'm not a good skater. And I'm like shaking on the wall trying to like get started off, you know. And I look up and like I'm about to go down and I look up and I see a woman that looks like Beyonce. I'm like, no way that's Beyonce. But I just seen Jay-Z. So
it's not that crazy.
It's not that crazy, right. So I start trying to like skate confidently. I'm like, all right, like, cause I hope she circled around. Like I waited until she don't notice. I waited until she circled around again to really like take off so that we can kind of like meet a little bit. And I just like smiled at her and she like smiled at me. But I'm like, I wanted to say hi, but it's like, you know, you Beyonce, like you can't make it like I don't want to be weird like everybody else. So I just didn't say hi. I just smiled. And cause she was having a good time and nobody was bothering her. So I didn't want to be the one that was bothering her.
Did she roller skate?
Yeah, she good at everything.
Come on.
Beyonce.
It's Beyonce.
It's Beyonce.
All right, nah.
Beyonce good at everything. But I was also cool with, I'm still really cool with Solange the whole time this is happening. Me hearing the rumors. So I didn't say anything to her, I didn't bother her. Then like 2 weeks later, I get a phone call and it's like, yeah, like, it was somebody we knew that was really on her team. And they're like, yeah, she wants you on the song. And he's like, all right, send the song. Oh, it comes out in like 2 days too. And it's like,
oh.
Whew. So we played the song. And I was like, all right, this beat's crazy. Thank you. I was like, this beat's crazy. And I wrote the verse in like 20 minutes. And then me and Kenit were looking at each other and we're like, is it good? Like, because it came so easy. And we didn't want to rush a song with Beyonce. We don't want to rush any song, but a song with Beyonce, you got to be careful. So my verse, it was an open slot, like, for the last verse. So we sent it over, and it was like, yo, she likes it so much, she's going to put it as the opening. I was like, oh, shit. Like, that's crazy,
that's
yo.
Wild,
I was like, nigga, we made it. Yeah. I never told anybody this, but I'm going to tell y'all this. We were trying to just make sure, you know, we sent our rough, and then we were like, yo, you know, before it comes out, we need to hear, you know, what the engineers are doing on that side, because we want to make sure.
Just be comfortable with it.
Yeah, be comfortable, right. We don't want to hear no weird effects and stuff, like, yo, that's not it. So they sent it back, like, last minute. Somebody on that side sent it back, and my verse was off, like,
offbeat. Offbeat a little bit?
Yes.
It was moved a little bit, right?
Pocket was...
Yes.
It can happen
it made
when people
me,
are using
It
synth.
Made me sound like I didn't know how to rap. Mm.
Oh, no.
I was so hurt. And I was like, yo, like, I don't want to seem ungrateful. Like, I don't want to, like,
oh,
you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I know how to rap.
Maybe just the way the file was saved. Maybe I went.
No, what happens when you're sending stems to someone, if the engineer doesn't hear your pocket exactly right, mm-hmm. they can misplace
yeah,
it.
Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what did you do? Did you say something?
Yeah, I said something. It took me a long time. Not like a long, like a few hours, because I wanted to just make sure I said it right. So you can't really get, like, I didn't get direct contact to her, but I had, I think Hov switched his number, like, he had a new number, and then by the time I texted him, it went green, so he changed his number. But I have his number today, so yeah, so I got it. I ain't lose access.
You're back.
I'm good. I'm still in. I'm still cool. So what happened? I'm sorry. Wait, I got
so you didn't you had to communicate with them that it was
got
off.
Got it. I had to communicate, right? So what I did was I reached out to Meek. You know, Meek, that's like my cousin. So I reached out to Meek because I know he up there with
like
and everything.
Runaway cousin, Philly cousin, or like real?
No, like real cousin. Like cousin. Yeah, like we cousins.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I reached out to Meek. I'm like, yo, this happened, and like I need you to kind of like just like say it for me. So he hit Hov, and I guess Hov tapped B and woke B up like. Yo, Wax saying this verse is not right. And then she made a few phone calls and it was over with. Like it was good. It was all figured out. Yeah, but then he hit me, Hope hit me, and he's like, yo, like I'm glad you spoke up because your shit gotta be right, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, whew. Like I was cause it was like I'm like, yo, like I'm happy, but like, bro, it's gonna look like I can't rap it. But the whole world at this moment, y'all know I can rap. But
still,
I just was like, it gotta be
your moment.
Yeah.
But I am so curious to hear it because I'm not gonna lie. Artists are so crazy that her version of it would sound like rap. It might have been a tick. It might have been
No.
It doesn't matter.
No.
She needs it to be the way she wants it to
was
be.
Was it a tick or was it like a half measure?
Like,
it was off.
Like, I was like, does this engineer have ears? Like, does he not? Like, it was so bad. Like, it was so off. Like, it was so, so bad.
Well, the tempo of the record's up tempo. So if you're not in the pocket,
that's what
right.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I changed flows like three times. So it's like, it got, yeah.
It all has to match, right?
It all has to match. So I just want to say shout out to Meek because he called. You know, OG, and we got it done. And I think wherever she was, it was like probably 4 a.m. or something like that, I heard. But she got up and she made the change quick, like with the quickness. So I was really scared, though. People don't know, like, the insides of the ups and what, you know, how it goes. And it's like, I was so stressed out because I thought I was just going to have to let it go.
Of course. What if you came back and like, all right, then we'll do it without you?
Yeah, like, that's what I was afraid of. I didn't want to seem ungrateful.
When
but
did you meet her in person?
It was a while after we did the music video, and she came in the room and she was like, yeah, she came with Blue Ivy, and she was like, Blue's such a big fan, and you know, she said, Salon, she's my sister, loves you. When she said my sister, she's like, my sister and my daughter, and I was like, who are your sister and your daughter? I couldn't think
yeah,
right.
Yeah, your brain was like, even.
And then she was like, yeah, I'm so happy to have you, and she was so nice, so sweet, and she's just down to earth, like, she's real chill. They were like, yo, call her Miss B, and I was like, Beyonce, and they were all laughing. But it's like, why do I gotta call her B? You Beyonce girl, you know who you are. Yeah. So it was funny though. It was cool. It was smooth. Yeah.
Listen,
so,
man.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
That was great.
I hope you get that that energy to get at these bars. You know.
I think it's coming though. I feel like a wave is coming. Yeah.
Wave is coming,
yeah. It just has to be the right time. I didn't lose it. I know you got it.
Yeah.
In the tank. Yeah.
I just, you know,
we just got it. It's
I
a time for everything.
I just feel like it's neat. You know what
it's
it is?
Needed.
As
yeah.
Fans,
yeah.
It's just needed. For
but it's women out
really...
here. It's guys
no,
out here
sure.
doing it. But you want to hear
sure.
from me?
For
you want to
sure.
hear from me?
Well, I think, yes, I want to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to hear it through your lens. Because you have a unique lens.
That's the piece.
Yeah. There's a lot of people rapping. Yeah. And there's a lot of phenomenal rappers, men and women, saying great things.
Yeah.
But your lens is a creative lens. Your lens is an artistic lens that not a lot of people have been... They may not have that in them like you do.
Yeah.
Wait, you're saying the lady who's wearing the Sunday comics and has a playbill for her thing has an interesting perspective, is what you're saying.
Yes, well, yes. And so then that was my next piece. Mm-hmm. The craftsmanship part.
Yes.
The total package part, I think, is why people feel like hip-hop's not where it used to be.
Yeah.
Right? And there's reasons for that, right? It takes a lot of work. It takes a certain type of creativity to really put things together. Visuals.
Right.
All of the other elements. And then throw in the work ethic. Going city to city. Right. Show to show. Mm-hmm. Meeting with the fans. Wanting
exactly,
to rap.
Exactly.
Like, those elements are the reason why we don't have many individuals like yourself that...
Right.
Can put it all together and make it fly.
I mean, Andre's also the perfect example. Like, he did Prototype.
Right.
You know, when he's one of the hardest MCs, like, ever.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes we just get bored.
You want to go do something else.
Do something else. Like,
I'm supporting the flutes.
Me too. Right. If he's happy, I'm happier.
We play the flutes every morning on the show.
I love
it. Just to get everybody mind right.
Yes, it really helps.
You know what I'm saying? So go on, play the flutes.
Yeah, I stretch and I do my little fake yoga. I be on the vibes.
Yeah, so get the flutes and maybe you can sample the flutes.
Right.
Rhyme to the flutes.
Okay. He's going to throw it in there some kind of way.
Wait, before we get out of here, tell us about your show at Webster Hall.
Oh, Webster Hall is sold out, so if you ain't got no tickets, you can't come. No, I'm just playing. No, it's sold out. I'm so excited. It's going to be amazing. We added some new elements, and it's going to be a good time. Like, it really is. That's it.
What's the stage show like for Tierra Whack, for people who haven't been?
It's something new. I couldn't afford any real production. I'm making my way up, so we got a nice... I don't want to give it away. Okay, you got to come and see.
Will there be more of these, of the show that you're doing at Webster Hall? Are they going to be popping up everywhere?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
So you can go to Worldwide Whack?
Yes, Worldwide Whack. Yep.
Yeah, and figure out how you can get some tickets to go see Tierra Whack.
Yes, you can.
You can cop the Whack merch.
Yes, you can do whatever you want. Just make sure, like, it's something that you want to do. Because I don't want to... It's so hard to promote myself. I just want people, if you like it, you like it.
If you like it, please go.
Yeah, please go.
Did Dolph come with the bag for the shower song yet?
No.
They should.
Y'all slipping, bro. Big
I'm being honest.
Yo, that
they didn't.
That song's going to get licensed, though. That song's going to get licensed.
Well, it's still
I think
new.
So, too.
It's still very
it is,
new.
It is. But when we played it yesterday at the listening party, everybody knew the words. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this is awesome.
So let's play Shower Song. Let's play My Power. This is Tierra Whack, Worldwide Whack debut album, available on Apple Music. Go pick it up. We love you. We're proud of you.
Love you, too. Ibrahim. Yo, you really him, though. You know that?
Wow.
Thanks.
That's the ultimate compliment.
Yeah, no, because, like, your name is him. That's fire.
Oh.
Him.
Ibrahim.
Yeah.
Yo, and you had never used that yet, had you?
I have.
You have?
I thought it was original. Cut that part out.
No, people always say Ibrahim. I'll be like, no, Ham.
I'm him.
Ibrahim.
Still.
That's fire.
Thanks, Tierra.
Thank you.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.